Thank you very much. I also want to say a big thank you to the organizing committee of this symposium for allowing me this opportunity, which facilitates an improvement in science and an increase in knowledge. And of course, my name is Alex Ibran from the University of the West Indies Mona Campus, which is in Jamaica. So in Jamaica, it is approximately 30 degrees Celsius. So I'm freezing right now.
This isn't bad.
Wow.
We're actually lucky.
Thank God. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. I am actually a second-year master's student pursuing research in the field of crop sciences. I am being supervised by Dr. Kisan Vaida and Professor Nuruddin Benkeblia. I just want to start off with a Yoruban proverb. And that proverb is actually taken from several ethnic groups in along the west tropical coast of Africa, in countries like Nigeria and Benin. The Yoruban people are actually an ethnic group, right? So what this proverb is saying is, he who knows the ishin knows to eat or to remove the deadly part. And I repeat, he who knows to eat the ishin knows to remove the deadly part. The ishin here refers to the aki fruit, Blaya sapida, scientific name. So from the 1700s, the Yoruban people were aware that this fruit is actually a toxic fruit. It's very toxic. There are several cases of deaths in Jamaica where we have the Jamaican vomiting sickness. Were several cases in islands like Trinidad and the Bahamas, more in the Caribbean region. That was found from the 1700s, but it wasn't until 1954 that Hassel et al. Were the first to isolate the hypoglycin A. So the hypoglycin A is actually a toxic chemical found in the aril of the fruit, while hypoglycin B is found in the seed of the fruit. So there are copious amounts of data related to toxicity and hypoglycin A in the fruit and aril. But what I want to tell you about today is the phenolic content and antioxidant properties of the aki fruit. So it was brought to Jamaica in 1778, brought there via slave ships across the Atlantic Ocean into the Caribbean region. And Dr. Thomas Clark, who was the first botanist in Jamaica, actually took the seed and planted it. And it grew widely on roadsides, and now it has been planted in orchards. My apologies. So in 1793, it was taken from Jamaica to England to be named Blaya sapida, after the famous or infamous Captain William Bligh. So that's an honor, actually. Right. So a little bit of background information on this fruit, Blaya sapida. It's from the botanical family Sapindaceae, which is the family of lychee as well. It is indigenous to West Tropical Africa, as was stated earlier. The aki fruit is particularly important to Jamaica because it is Jamaica's national fruit. And it is a part of the national dish of Jamaica, which is aki and saltfish. So the aki tree is a rather large tree. It grows up to 25 meters, so it's very large. But there has been an increase in the export market of the Aki Arils itself. And the main places of these exports are countries where there are a lot of Jamaicans in the diaspora. And there is an increase or a steady increase in the value of the Aki industry in Jamaica. But there has been a restriction by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, where they restrict the level of hypoglycin A to 100 parts per million, which is actually safe for consumption. So these countries such as United States of America right here, Canada, and England, those are the largest markets for the Aki fruit. So the two main varieties which are available in Jamaica are commonly called butter variety and the cheese variety. The butter variety is light yellow colored, very soft, while the cheese variety is hard, dark cream color. It is very interesting, important for export, as it keeps its own shape, firmness is restored, and it's preserved for better quality attributes. So, when doing my research, the fruits were harvested from the botanical gardens of the Life Sciences Department, and all the Aki that I did my research on were from the cheese variety. So the fruits, I have three stages: not open, mid open, and fully open. And both of all three stages, tests were run on the arils and seeds. So this is what the Aki fruit looks like. Figure 1A and 1AI shows the not open stage. It reaches maturity, full physiological development. And 1B, 1BI is a mid-open stage, so you can see the seeds coming out. There's a split in the husk of the fruit itself, while 1C and 1CI are fully open stages. So you can see the seeds exposed, as well as the arils, which are the yellow parts inside the husk. There are three capsules in a regular Aki fruit, but it goes up to about five. So on to the experimental part of my research. First, the phenolic content was assessed by the colorimetric method of the Foley-Ciocalto method, and it was quantified. The readings were taken using the spectrophotometer. The radical scavenging activity, it was examined by the reduction of DPPH in methanol, and there was a decrease in absorption. That decrease was measured using the spectrophotometer right there. The scavenging of hydrogen peroxide, it was assessed by the method of Rush et al. The percentage scavenging was calculated afterwards. And finally, the reducing capacity assessment, it was done, described by Oyazayu method, and it was calculated. All these, the mechanism behind all these tests is that the free radicals are introduced, whether by introduction of DPPH or hydrogen peroxide, and the phenolic content from the aryl or the seed may give you a reading, because those are actually scavenging extracts, radical scavenging extracts. So this was what was found for the phenolic content. The phenolic content in the seed decreases as the stage of the Aki fruit, as the Aki fruit ripens rather. While in the aryl itself, the aryl actually increased in phenolic content. This is actually true for the aki fruits. There are lots of fruits where the opposite is expected. As the fruit ripens, the phenolic content usually decreases. But in the aki fruit, the phenolic content increases in the seeds, but decreased in the aryls. But the radical scavenging activity, it was correlated with the phenolic content. So in the seeds, there is a decrease in the radical scavenging activity, while there was an increase in the radical scavenging activity for the aryls itself. Scavenging of hydrogen peroxide also followed a similar trend to the phenolic content, where in the seeds there is a decrease in the phenolic content and an increase in the phenolic content of the aryls over the three ripening stages. And finally, the reducing capacity assessment also followed the phenolic content, where in the seeds there was a decrease over the three ripening stages, but in the aryls it actually increased. And this study is very important, as it aids to reduce the risk of diseases such as Alzheimer's, cardiac related diseases, kidney diseases, fibrosis, as antioxidant properties or studies in antioxidant properties are on the uprising, especially in this century. And this was done by the lowering of the free radicals from our systems within our bodies. So finally, to conclude, antioxidant properties, they are very strongly correlated to total phenolic content, where there is an increase in the aryls, but there is a decrease in the seeds as the fruit ripens. There is a strong inverse correlation, right, which was seen in all four antioxidant tests. I would like to thank the University of the West Indies, Mona Campus, for funding my research. Also, I want to say a big thank you again to the organizing committee for affording me this opportunity. And say a big thank you to my supervisor, Dr. Kisan Vaida. And in my last slide, I would like to acknowledge the support of my colleagues who are all here, and to my co-supervisor, Professor Noureddine Benkeblia. Thank you for your attention.
Questions for Mr. Sebron?
Aryl. This yellow part is the aryl, and the black part here is the seed. This is the husk of the seed. So the three capsules are located within the husk itself. So at the not open stage, you can see it's not open, not seeing any aryl or seed. And on this scan as well, the yellow part here is the aryl, black part is the seed.
Good one, Dr. Walters.
What is the deadly part that was supposed to
take off? Oh, the deadly part, it's not a physical part, it's chemical located in the fruit. So in this yellow part of the fruit, where it's unopened, the deadly part, it's more concentrated in the aryl if the fruit is unopened. But it reduces to a very low level where we can eat it without it harming us at the fully open stage. At that stage, it is the only stage that it is safe to be eaten.
Okay, we've got to move on. Thank you again.